Paul, Niamh Columba and Éire Uaisle, I suppose, are the early pace setters in Division 2 of the All-County Football League, but it's very early days, I suppose, we have to say.
Yeah, it would be, Tom. They certainly are. I think Clonie League are probably including that there too. They've only played the two games so far, but Ballyshannon seem to have continue on their good form from last year. You know, they're back to the old ways of good, attractive, attacking, flary football, and they're actually very easy on the eye to watch there, and there's a lot to be said for it, but they've racked up big scores and certainly look like they've just carried that momentum from last year's campaign, plus the under-21 campaign, so very, very much in form. And likewise, Niamh Columba have taken three very good wins of the first three as well. So themselves and Clann Ely, I think, seem to have hit form early in the season, and the rest of the team seem to be struggling to find any real form or any sort of momentum.
Yeah, because like there's a couple of heavy hitters down there, you know, with senior championship experience and Division 1 experience. I'm looking at Ardra, Terriman, I suppose, McCools, Killybegs, Mallon. You know, it's quite a competitive Division 2.
Yeah, there'll be a fair bit of pedigree. I think it is the most competitive division of them all this season. It's probably fair to say that. And I think I don't like that term transition or rebuilding or any of that carry on, but you find a lot of, even myself when I'm going to watch some now, there's a lot of new faces, I suppose. I suppose a sign of the times, we're pushing on a bit. But there seems to be a lot of that going on within those clubs and in those teams. And none too far behind that they're not going to be able to manage that and go forward that I've seen of yet. But there's certainly a lot of pedigree. And every week you're going, oh, geez, there's a tough game, there's a real tight game. And it's across the board throughout that division. You can see that from the results today. It's nothing between the teams, really, even at the stage.
And Buncrana back up there, most people feel that's where they should be?
Well, we certainly would, you know. We have a big area. We probably are lacking in a bit of tradition. But equally, we have a big area, we have a big parish, a big pick. We've had underage success more recently in 2013. So, you know, as a club, we need to be in there. We need to be in Division 2 and competing in Division 1 and getting back to senior level. And I think it'll help the county set up as well. But, certainly it's going to be a bit of a struggle. We have a very young and very inexperienced side outside of our own age groups, you know, only age grades. But equally, there's plenty of quality there. It'll be a challenge for Robert and the lads this year. But I think it's one they're well willing to step up to. But no, it's going to be a struggle. But if we can retain status this year, I think we can build on it every year thereafter. So that's hopefully where we'll be talking about the same this time next year, hopefully.
And just looking at the weekend fixtures, and we'll take them from the top down, I suppose the big one is maybe they're all big games, I suppose, for everybody, but McCools and Ardra in McCool Park on Sunday, you know, and two teams who have two wins from four games, kind of the big teams that everybody will be looking at as possibly in the mix for promotion. And, you know, they'll be wanting wins this weekend because they don't want to slip too far behind.
I think this weekend, Tom, for everybody is sort of, it can be like moving weekend, you know. I think this is going to start separating teams maybe this weekend. Another 2 points here or there, or the inability to put points on the board is going to hurt teams from this weekend forward, especially with the championship coming up as well. So I think it's going to be a vital weekend for all. I watched Sean McCool's last week in McCool Park against my own club, and it wasn't a great game of football. He finished 9-8, and in fairness to Sean McCool, they really pulled it out of the fire in the last few minutes, because I think heading for injury time, they were actually 2 points down, and fair play to them. They stuck at the task and came out with the 2 points. If they can build on that this week with the addition of Marty O'Reilly, I think they'll give Ardra the fill of it. I didn't see the Ardra Buncrana game down here in the Scarry, but I know they struggled that day as well. Ardra seemed to struggle. They struggled at home last week as well, so they haven't really found any real momentum or form yet either. So, tough one to call, because, as I say, I've seen McCool's last week. I wasn't overly impressed, but I think Marty O'Reilly and the fact that they managed to eke out a real, real hard and tough win last week might stand to them. So, I have to fancy maybe Sean McCool's at home this weekend.
Yeah. Moving on, Buncrana, Glenfinn in the Scarvey on Sunday as well.
Big game for both teams, Tom. Glenfinn yet to get off the mark in the division, and Buncrana was two more games played than them, and only 2 points on the board. We'll be seeking to set things right at home this weekend and try to get a win on the board again, because, you know, we're pretty much over a quarter of the way through the league at this stage this weekend. So kind of minus a few, we won't have Derek O'Connor, I think, available yet this weekend. And Glenfinn put up a big score despite losing to pace setters Ballyshannon last week. They put up 217, and really it's that end of the field that Buncrana are struggling from the scoring side of things. So going with my head this weekend, I'd have to say Glenfinn are definitely favourite for that day game. but hopefully I'll get that one real wrong. But I know Glenfinn would be my favourite for this because they've so much to go for. They're that bit more experience, and they know from the recent past as well and over the years that this is a game that they're going to have to eke out a result on, and I think they've got experience on the side to do that this week.
Of course, and they'll have Frank McLean back as well.
Absolutely, a huge factor. One of the county's top players, and McCrana team going out beside its best players, and they know we're going to be minus a good few this weekend again. I just see us struggling. I see us struggling against the Glenfinns of the world this week.
If there's points for miles travel this weekend, Malin will surely be in the reckoning, and they might even take a boat because they're playing in Park McNeill. They're against Neave Columba.
Yeah, I remember the fixture last year as well, where they said it's the longest. There was a lot of hype about it at the time because we reckon it's the longest club journey that any team in the country has to face. So, Glenn going very, very well, going very tightly up front there from midfield. They have a very strong midfield pair in there, as a Paddy Byrne and Porrick Ward there, and Michael Maguire playing at half forward, so no doubt he's working hard on the diamond there as well. Putting up good scores, getting good results, sitting nice and pretty at the top of the table, not giving away too much, especially at home. So Malin this weekend will be going again without the Glengad lads, because I know they have a game this weekend. So until that position changes, they're going to struggle, so they are, as they have done throughout the season, but I no doubt they'll come strong later on. But feel for them heading away this weekend to Glen and Form, and minus those five or six players, would make a very, very significant difference to them. So definitely Neave Columba favourite for that one.
Another one where you have Iarua, who you mentioned, are top of the table, and Clonmacnoise, who have two wins from two games. Clonmacnoise heading to Ballyshannon. That should be a right good contest.
No, well, if I had to pick one to arrive at it, probably throughout the divisions this week, I would fancy going to that one there, because very much in form, very much playing a traditional open brand of football. The two sides, certainly not focused or over-focused on defensive elements of the game, putting up very, very big scores. I mean, Clonmacnoise 4-11 at home last week, Ballyshannon 5-17 at home last week. Clonmacnoise probably with one eye on the guilt act, I think, the following week as well. So they'll be putting a lot of effort and a lot of work into that there. So that, to me, is the game of the weekend. Difficult to call it. I'd love to be at it, in all honesty, but difficult to call it. A pitch of the draw on the basis of the form that both teams are in, but a very, very close game one way or the other. I'll probably revise that and think that Ballyshannon at home just might shade it, with a couple of points benefit of being at home. So certainly game of the weekend. It'll show a lot about where the league table is going to go, I believe, this weekend. But probably Ballyshannon just to shade it, and this is they are at home.
And the other two big names we mentioned, who are regularly up in Division 1, though, Kittybegs have been out of the limelight for a while. They're at home to Termon. Kittybegs got off the mark last week, a good away win against Ardra.
Yeah, super result, and I didn't see that one coming at all. A super result away from home. And, on the basis of the form they were showing prior to that, seemed to be struggling on the scoreboard more so than anything else. I sort of half presumed, because I didn't find out whether Hugh McFadden was fielded for them last week, and if that was the case, he'd have a massive influence for them. Likewise, if Owen Band's available this week to them as well, I think that'll put them in a much stronger position, and that one will give them a great boost, a great bit of confidence again, and they'll be looking maybe to try and get a result at home against the Termon side again. A lot of youth there as well. I know Darren McDade's possibly out for this weekend, but they probably have young McCormick back this weekend as well, so Termon may be a bit more experienced, edge and a bit of experience, but tough one to call. I'd still probably go with Termon on the basis of recent form more so than anything else, but Kittybegs with Owen Bann and Quebec are going to present a different level of opposition than they would without those two lads, because they'll just bring a totally different level of game intensity, and the fitness that they have and their ability to get forward and kick scores and change things at that other end of the field for them is going to be a very, very significant impact with them. So with those two lads on board, they're going to be a formidable team, and struggling without them. Termon will try and right the wrongs of last week's home defeat, and they'll recognise the importance of trying to get these 2 points on the board as well. So I'll just edge Termon in that one there, despite them being away from home.